It's Tuesday, June 20th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Otto Warmier is dead. The young American man who was incarcerated in North Korea had been returned to the United States last week with severe brain damage and could not be saved by the University of Cincinnati medical team. His parents, Fred and Cindy, issued a statement concerning his death yesterday, attributing the death to, quote, the awful, torturous mistreatment our son received at the hands of the North Koreans, unquote. North Korean Christians have been martyred over the last few decades by being dropped in the ocean, being suffocated in tanks of human feces, and being trampled under the feet of crowds of prisoners. Others have had molten metal poured over their bodies. A South Korean Christian has been imprisoned by southern Pakistan after two of his Chinese cohorts were kidnapped and killed by ISIS. The Korean Christian, who has been working in Quetta, Pakistan for 6 years, is charged with training Chinese Christians in underground illegal missionary work, according to a Pakistani news source named Dawn. 150 organizations and tens of thousands of the sexually perverted participated in Portland, Oregon's Pride March, celebrating the sins of homosexuality and pride. Corporate sponsors included Alaska Airlines, Fred Meyer, Wells Fargo, and T-Mobile. Psalm 75 speaks to homosexual pride. I said to the boastful, do not deal boastfully, and to the wicked, do not lift up the horn. God is the judge. Meanwhile, 400 Christians gathered at a church in San Diego over the weekend for a conference sponsored by Restored Hope, seeking deliverance from sin by the power of the risen Christ. Groups of homosexuals protested the small event. Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, who is the head of the Scottish government, is proposing to offer free abortions to women who live in the last pro-life country in Europe, Northern Ireland. But American pro-life ministries are offering free medical care to women seeking abortions. Andrew Wood from Hope Resource Center in Knoxville, Tennessee, says women are more likely to keep their babies when they are offered free care and a baby shower.
What we've seen from a pregnancy center standpoint is 9 times out of 10, if we can reach mom, baby's going to be fine. So we let that mom know that she has value, not just the baby inside of her, but she has value and she matters to us.
Wood talked about the profound impact the free care they have offered has had.
I was at a church this past Sunday, and we had former patients come up and with tears in their eyes saying, I don't know what I'd have done had y'all not been there when we were facing this unplanned pregnancy.
A would-be suicide bomber ran into a police car in Paris yesterday. He was killed by police before anybody else was injured in the 6th terrorist attack in France since January. In the last 6 months, the Religion of Peace website counts 1,006 terrorist attacks and over 7,000 fatalities so far this year. According to this website, incidents of Islamic terrorist attacks and fatalities peaked in 2014 and have slowly diminished since then. Praise God! Even this wrath of man shall praise you. The remainder of wrath shall you restrain. Psalm 76. Moderate Muslims in Germany organized a march against terror in the city of Cologne on Saturday. Only 3,500 showed up to the march after Germany's largest Islamic group, the Turkish Islamic Union, and others refused to participate. Tragically, the United States Army is moving ahead with its transgender training and accommodation beginning July 1st. Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council made this statement in his Washington update. Quote, in a major break from precedent, the military's largest branch is warning female soldiers to expect biological men in their showers. That's just one of the mind-blowing changes the Army is bracing for on July 1st. Along with so-called male pregnancies and taxpayer-funded gender reassignment. Unquote. It's my prayer that those in a position of influence in the U.S. Army today who name Jesus Christ as Savior will speak out boldly and reverse this absurd policy. After all, Donald Trump won this election, not Hillary Clinton. The ideology of Nigeria's new Muslim president is filtering into the country's education system, according to Nigeria's Daily Post. A coalition of Christian leaders in Nigeria, Africa, met with the nation's vice president last week to register their complaints, the first of which was their objection to the removal of Bible devotions from the public schools 20 years earlier. They also complained of virtually mandating Islamic Arabic studies. Their concern is that the new curriculum in the schools would, quote, lead us to a godless nation with violence and all forms of ungodliness as the order of the day, unquote. Canadians who are opposed to transgenderism are in danger of being charged with hate crimes or even imprisoned if they speak out against the sin. Last week, the Canadian Senate approved a law that forbids the use of the wrong gender pronoun. The bill will go to the House of Commons this week. Eric and Jennifer Burvig, who are American missionaries in Haiti with their 9 children, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. They said, quote, we enjoy listening almost every day from our Christian boarding school in Jeremy, Haiti. We have 5 boys, ages 14, 12, 10, 8, and 7, and 4 girls, 15, 5, 3, and 1.5. We've been serving as American missionaries since October of 2015 from Park Rapids, Minnesota. The World View keeps us afresh of world events from an honest perspective we can trust and respect. Thank you for your diligent service to the Lord. We were introduced to the Generations Ministry when Kevin Swanson was a keynote speaker at the North Dakota Homeschool Convention in Fargo in 2008. We have found encouragement in the Lord ever since. Unquote. Eric and Jennifer, what an honor to hear from you. Thank you for your service to the least of these, as referenced in Matthew 25. We're so pleased that you've come to trust the Worldview as a source for your news. Our fundraising update in just a moment. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, text editing, voicing the newscast, and audio editing. In order to help keep the Worldview on the air, we need to raise $20,000 in pledges by this Friday, June 23rd. Among the tens of thousands of our listeners, we're looking for the remnant to step up to the plate. We're looking for Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year, $25 per month for a year, or make a one-time donation to hit the $20,000 goal. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right. Choose $50 or $25 and check the recurring donation button. As of yesterday morning, we stood at $15,250 toward our $20,000 goal by this Friday. 3 more Worldview listeners have stepped forward. Special thanks to Yamira for her $10 per month pledge and to Christopher and Eileen, each of whom gave a one-time gift of $100. That brings our new total to $15,570. Let's run with gusto across the finish line. If 3 final listeners would pledge $50 per month for a year and 7 more listeners would pledge $25 per month for a year, we will hit the $20,000 goal. Call me crazy, but I bet if a bunch of folks even stepped up to pledge $10 per month, we could hit $25,000 to help cover our expenses. And that's the World View on this Tuesday, June 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.